This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. President Draupadi Murmu will address the joint sitting of Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha in Parliament today. Following the President's address, a motion of thanks will be moved in both the Houses of Parliament, which will be discussed by the members. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha began on Monday and the Rajya Sabha session will begin today. Yesterday, Om Birla was elected the new Speaker of the Lok Sabha for the second consecutive term. The senior BJP MP was elected with voice vote against the opposition's candidate K. Suresh of the Congress. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, leader of the opposition Rahul Gandhi and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju escorted Mr. Birla to the chair of the Speaker after being elected. Mr. Birla said in his address that enriching parliamentary values and democratic traditions will be his priorities. Congratulating Mr. Birla on his election, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi said history is being made with the re-election of Mr. Birla for the second time. A team of CBI reached Oishi School in Hazaribagh, Jharkhand yesterday to investigate the NEET paper leak case. The CBI sleuths interrogated the principal of the school about various aspects related to the paper leak. After that, the CBI took the principal with them for further questioning. The principal was city coordinator of schools of Hazaribagh for NEET examination. The CBI team also quizzed officials of SBI Hazaribagh, where question papers were stored. The Economic Offence Unit of Bihar had earlier said that a partially burnt question paper seized from the Kemnichek Play School in Patna matched with the question paper received from the National Testing Agency, and the series of that question paper had been sent to the examination centre at the Oasis School in Kallu Chowk, Hazaribagh. Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, handed over the medium-range microwave obscurant chaff rocket MR-MOCR to the Indian Navy at a ceremony held in New Delhi yesterday. Microwave obscurant chaff is a niche technology developed by DRDO's Defence Laboratory in Jodhpur. It obscures radar signals and creates a microwave shield around platforms and assets and reduced radar detection. Special type of fibers have been assembled in the medium-range chaff rocket. The rocket forms microwave obscurant cloud in space when fired, spreading over a sufficient area. Spectrum auction held to meet new spectrum requirement of telecom service providers and for renewal of expiring licenses for continuity and growth of mobile services has concluded successfully. Ministry of Communications said all the available spectrums were put to auction. This year auction has seen activity in 900 megawatts, 1800 megawatts, 2100 megawatts and 2500 megahertz bands. Ministry of Communication Jyotiraditya Sindhya in a statement said Spectrum Auction 2024 was a part of a continuous allocation process that is transparent, robust and progressive. Veteran BJP leader Lal Krishna Advani was hospitalized late night at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences AIIMS in Delhi following some age-related complications. AIIMS official said Mr. Advani is stable and under observation. The 96-year-old leader has been kept under the supervision of doctors of the geriatric department. In Bolivia, armored vehicles and troops of the Bolivian armed forces pulled back from the presidential palace in La Paz hours after an attempted coup last evening. Bolivian police arrested the rebel military commander general Juan José Zuniga, who led the failed coup attempt. The presence of armed troops generated a strong response from citizens who gathered in the streets surrounding Plaza Murillo, the epicenter of Bolivia's political power, to denounce the military move. President Luis Arce condemned the coup attempt and called on citizens to mobilize and defend democracy. He also named a new army commander who ordered troops to withdraw. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, South Africa thrashed Afghanistan by 9 wickets in the first semi-final at the Brian Lara Stadium in Trinidad this morning. South Africa overhauled the petty target of 57 in just 8.5 overs. In the second semi-final this evening, India will lock horns with the defending champions England at the Providence Stadium in Guyana. And that is the end of this news bulletin.